Okay, today's Pesachim Lamed Beis. On Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, the verb Nesina, V'nasan, in the Torah, what does it mean? Is there a minimum requirement for a Nesina? So the Gemara picks up on this, because the Gemara is talking about the payment for a Yisrael, a Zar eating Truma B'Shogeg. And the Gemara quotes, on Lamed Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'ochel Kezayis Truma. If somebody eats a Kezayis of Truma, so one would think, what's the controversy. Obviously, going to be chayiv, right? Truma is a misa b'dei shemayim for Yisrael that eats it b'mezid, and b'shogig, one has to pay keren chomesh. So ochal kezayis truma, mishlam keren v'chomesh. If someone eats a kezayis of truma, he has to pay the keren, he has to pay the principal to the kohen v'chomesh, and he adds on what we call 25%, which is a chomesh milavah, a chomesh, once it is added on. Abishalomer, nope. Eating a kezayis truma, you're only going to have to pay if achiebo shava pruta, until it is worth a shava pruta. If it's not worth a shava pruta, even though it is a kezayis, still you're going to be putter. My time at the Tanakama, why did the Tanakama say what he says? Amar gravi ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga v'achila b'kezayis. He uses the lashon of achila ki yochal, and achila is always kezayis, and he did a ma'isa achila, and therefore you're going to be chayev. V'abishol my time. Why does Abishol then say all of a sudden that it's not going to be not going to be good enough? Amar Krov, Nasan, it says V'Nasan, and you're going to pay the Kohen, V'ei Nesina, Pachos B'Shevar Pruta. And Nesina always has to be at least a Shevar Pruta, and therefore even if you did a Maisa Achila, still you're not going to have to pay for it. Maybe you did an Avera, but you're not going to be Chayiv for that. This is one of those areas of Halacha where we have two areas that coalesce, that coincide. We have Dini Mamanis and we have Issa V'Heter. Here, by eating Truma, there's Issa V'Heter. Person does something wrong, but also Chiyav. So Abishol says there's no Chiyav here because it says V'Nasan, and that requires at least Shashar Pruta. What does each one do with the other one's Pasik? V'idach Nam Yaksiv Yochal. What does Abishol do with Yochal? Doesn't that tell me a Maisa Achila is good enough? Hahu Prala Mazik Udasa. No, that's to exclude Mazik, that if somebody's just Mazik the Truma, then also there, he does not pay the chomesh. He just has to pay the karen like any other mazik chulin. The Tanakama haksev v'nasan. What about the Tanakama who says it's good enough, just the maisa achila of a kezayis? What does he do with v'nasan? Hahumi boyle ledavar haroi lios kadosh. So that teaches me that you have to give back fruit. Right, when somebody eats truma bishogig and he has to pay back the kohen, he has to give back davar haroi lios kodesh, meaning he has to give back fruit that potentially can be truma, not just money. That's the special din by Hashava, returning, giving back the Karen of the Chomesh of eating truma. Good, this is the Gemara. So Tosfos gets us into the sugya. Tosfos says that according to Abishol, Nesina always means a Shava Pruta, and therefore in this context, you have to say that he at least ate a Shava Pruta, but Vahim Tomar, Tosfos has three questions. Vahim Tomar, Vaha Kaimalon, or just read the first line of Tosfos. V'rabbanan nami lo pligi ela mishum dechsev achila. The Rabbanan fundamentally would agree to Abishol that the Nesina always means a Sharaprutah. It's just that here, there is also a Lashon of achila. Right, and that's why here you would say even without shavar pruta. As Tosfos Yom Tomar, Vakaimalon, didn't we learn a chulin? Kuf lamid zayin. The chita achas poteres hazakri. One little chita, if you want to give truma, want to be mafresh truma, then one little chita is enough to pote to the kri. Even though when you give the truma to the kohen, it says give him titain, same lashon nesina, and there even less than a shava pruta, right? Why did it say chita achas? But there is a kri, says akasha within truma, a stira here where it says in terms of eating truma, and there how much being mafresh truma. Uba azav and about metzia amar konin bekli avo bishem bo shava pruta, and also it says you can do a kinyan chalipin about metzia mem zayin with a kli, with a pen, with a handkerchief, even though it's not worth a shava pruta. Avagadachsev nasan lareu, even though the source for chalipin is a pasuk in Nach, and where it says v'nasan l'reyu, right in Rus, right, he gives it to his friend. Also v'nasan v'gabi get nami amrin, and also by get we learned in get in dafchav kasval isuri hana kasher. So he writes a get on isuri hana, it is kasher. Avagad d'chsiv v'nasan v'yada, even though it's v'nasan. So three places where he uses the lashon of nasan, and all three less than a shavar pruta. Right, whether it's Isser Hana'a, and that's why it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, or inherently it's less than a Shavar Pruta, one little Chita, and a Kli that's worth less than a Shavar Pruta. So Tosfos answers, V'yesh Lomar, here is different. Really the rule is that you don't need a Shavar Pruta. Here is different. V'yesh lomar dahacha vaday bi'inan shava pruta. D'nesina kaima atashlumin. Here, the v'nasan is going on a payment, is going on a piraon. And a piraon that it says v'nasan, for sure requires a shava pruta. Again, dahacha vaday bi'inan shava pruta. D'nesina kaima atashlumin. V'havi kamo ha-shavas gezela. Shem v'pachas mishava pruta, like ha-shavas gezela. If you have to make a payment, so then that for sure requires a pruta. The other three cases, you're not making a payment. You're giving a get, you're doing a kinyan chalipin, you're being mafresh from your field. So you're not making a payment. The nesin is not going on the payment, and therefore, only here it requires a shara pruta. Ulahaki mishum dechsiv v'nasan mashba shaper nesina chashuva. Aval shar mili, says Tosfos. All the other contexts, afagav dechsiv bohen nesina lo bein shara pruta. Really, you don't need a shara pruta by the other context. Good. By all these three that Tosfos brought up, there is a discussion to have. By all three, fascinating. By all three of them, the Sapag Tosfos puts all of them together. It says, yeah, all of these are the same. All of these, you don't need a Shara Pruta. And the rule is, you don't need a Shara Pruta. Here, this case is different. There's much evidence to say that each of the other cases are unique. Not like what Tosfos says, that our case is different, and all the other cases are basically the general rule, that Nisina does not need a Shara Pruta. You might look at each one of the other cases that Tosfos quotes, and show that that is... they are unique in some way. So first of all, let's go in order. Chita achas poteres is akri. Says Tosfos that, oh, you see from there that you don't need a shara pruta, even chita achas. So one might say that, well, maybe that's not literal. Chita achas poteres is akri. It just means a little bit. But it has to be a shara pruta. Right? A little bit you can use for truma. Again, truma does not have a shear in the Torah. Meiser has a shear, obviously from the word eser, 10%. Truma does not have a shear. Chala does not have a shear. Right? But how much is it? So one might say, that chita achas is lav davka, really means more than that. But if you look in Tosfos and Menachos, Tosfos says beferish that it is literal. It is literal. Even a tiny amount could be used for truma. Tosfos and Menachos and daf samach amen aleph. Viksas kasha. There are a number of Tosfos throughout Shas that have the same discussion that our Tosfos has. One of them is there. Menachos daf samach amen aleph. Tosfos says there. Vadam parak azov, konin beklia, bishem bo shavar pruta, avagav dechsev nasan l're'ehu. V'get nami amrina kasali sur hana the v'nasan biyada and he says get bi'alma kamar. So you have the same discussion. They said v'ksas kasha b'truma v'ksiv titein lo amai chita achas poteres zakri niboy kizayis kinesina d'shmeitzin v'ein lomar d'chita achas lav dafka. And don't say that chita achas in our gemara is lav dafka. D'amrina b'sof avodah zara, because it says it at the end of avodah zara, d'tevel b'kol shehu, tevel could be mesukan with a tiny amount, d'kehetero kach isuro. So you know from Avodah Zarah, you saw from Sechas Peah, that it does not have a shear, so it's literal. It's literal. Chita achas poderes agri. It might even be, Rav Chaim Kadiyaski writes in Derech Emunah, maybe even half a chita. Maybe even half a chita poderes agri. So Tosfos answered that, okay, that's the rule. But there are other answers. If you look on the Sfas Emes, first of all, the Sfas Emes says, maybe Abishol would agree there. Maybe Abishol would agree by chita achas poteres zakri. Here is just the what you need for this requirement, right? But maybe he would agree there. Okay, maybe it's a machlokas tanan. But there are other answers, and the Sfas Emes himself gives other answers as well. If you look in the Noda B'Yehuda, famous Noda B'Yehuda, Noda B'Yehuda says, I'm going to come up with a chiddush that nobody ever has said before. Problem is, it was said before. It was said by a number of Rishonim. But we'll read it from the Noda B'Yehuda and then go backwards. The Noda B'Yehuda says in Yerodea, Tinyana, Simen, Reish, Aleph. That's the whole tshuva about these issues, about Nesina. But Omer, Ani, Shema, Shebaru, Loma, Alaso, She'ein, Lachala, Shum, Shir, Men, HaTorah, Ein, Ani, Maskim, Imo, Lachalutin. That which you say, that Chala does not have a Shir, Mi, Daraisa, I don't agree. V'yishli, Lomer, Bazeh, Davar, Chadash, Lo, Kadmani, Bazeh, Shum, Mefarish, O, Posek. Right, he didn't have a Tosfos read on Kiddushin. He didn't have Marim Chalav on Ardaf. Right, so, but he says it. Ki a mitzvah hazo shel afrashas chala im ki hi mitzvah achas yish ba shnei inyanim. There are really two aspects of the mitzvah of chala, and we might say the mitzvah of truma. Yish ba shnei inyanim. Ha echad hinyan echad hu laf kia iser tevel min ha isa. To remove the shame tevel, to be misakin the isa. Ki kodem ha afrasha hi asura ba achila. One aspect of what you're doing is tikkun ha'isa, removing the iser, removing the chalosh emes, making it mutter. V'afim acherkach yachzik bal ha'ises achala la'atzmo. Even let's say if you never give the challah or the truma to the kohen, you keep it. V'lo yitner la'kohen. Ein kanel gezel ha'shevet. V'ya'isa hutra ba'achila. You're stealing from the kohen if you don't give it to him. You're stealing from the shevet. But the isa is mutter. Once you do the afrasha, the isa is mutter and misukan. The amnam ha mitzvah ha ikarit l'na l'kohen. But obviously, the ikar mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. V'zeho inyan ha'sheni shamarti yishesh b'mitzvah zu. And that's the second element. That's the second element in this mitzvah. V'shnei inyan ha'elu chalukin zem iseh. And these two aspects are very different. Sheliftar ha'isa in lo shirklam in Torah. Look in the language of the Gemara. Meduya chita achas. It does not say fulfills the mitzvah's nesina l'kohen. Chita achas is poteres ha'sakri. Chita achas makes the kri misukan. That's it. That's aspect one. That's what this Gemara is talking about. Right? What's the answer to the Sira? One is talking about Tikkun HaIsa. One is talking about the Mitzvahs Nesina. That's the difference. So when it comes to Liftar HaIsa, there's no Shir. V'yafilu mashehu poter HaIsa, kitrumas goren, shechita achas poter as kalakri, amnam ha'inyan hasheni, l'kaye Mitzvahs Nesina l'kohen, zeo yesh lo Shir mena Torah. And that's why you have to have Kidei Nesina. When it comes to Chala, the Ha'ara from the Ben HaMachaber, just on the side here, he says, Demash, HaMashachidesh Adoni Avi Amori, Hagon HaMachaber, B'chala V'truma, Telahotzi Midei Tevachidachat, where there is a Zakri. Ava Mikal Makam Zor Lekai, Mitzvah Sina, Eina Kavana, he does not mean, the son notes, that today you take off chida achas beres hazakri, and next week you want to take off more, so that could be hafrashas truma, and you give it to the kohen. No, there are two aspects, but they happen at the same time. You can't do an asina once the kri is mesukan. V'imheirim mashehu hutar hakri betruma v'ya'isa b'chala v'yacharkach tzorch lahosif od u'lahafrish shir k'dein asina l'kohen ze'i efshar. Lomar, Mishum Kama Ta'amim. There are a number of reasons I'll explain to you that you can't separate the two in time. You can separate the two in conceptual analysis, but you can't separate the two in time because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chafei, Mishmeres Trumosai, She Truma Temeya Muteres Bahana, Trumosai, Mishte Trumos Akasim Adabar, Achas Truma Tahor, Achas Truma Temeya. And we darshan, Truma Tahor and Truma Tuya. It brings a couple of riyas, not for us. Not for us now. Because you can't add on. And he's giving him chulin. But he's just saying there are two shirim. Right? Because if you just do one, it's not enough. So that is the Noda Behuda in Tanyana Yaradea Simen Reish Aleph. But as we just said, the Maram Chalava says it right here. Maram Chalava says it in one line. V'truma midei tevel huda patar la avol mitzvas nesina vade lo kiyem. Wow. The Maram Chalava says it right here on our daf here in Psachim Daf Lamed Beis. The Tosas Rid, it's known, people call the Tosas Rid more than the Maram Chalava. The Tosas Rid says it also in Meseches Kedushin on daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, towards the end of that parak, says the Tosas Rid. Ra'isi makshim pa'atidin loksif, ubina k'dein nesina, k'darshina gabi reishas ageis, v'nirali latarit, devadai mitzvah litin lo davar chashav, k'detan parak reishas ageis, v'chulu. And you have to give k'dein nesina. Aval mihu, afal pishem mitzvaso b'kach, im eino rotze l'kaye mitzvas nesina, mitzvah zu v'tarim chita achas, mikol akrid nitkan, v'yatze midei tivlo, elash lokiyem mitzvas nesina. That's what it is. And they quote a Mishnah in Misachas Trumas, Ein Torman Atame Elatar, Vim Taram, Shogi, Trumas, Trumas, Mezel, Oas, Aklum. So you see that there are different levels. The Avisha Mitzvah, Subakachim, Taram, Nitkan, Tivlo, Avapisha, Chiser, Mitzvah. Right? You're missing an element of the mitzvah. This issue that the Sfas Emes also quotes this here, but this issue might relate lav dafka muchrach, but it could relate to the machlokas Rambam Ramban in terms of how many mitzvos there are in Hafrashas Truma. Do we say there's one mitzvah, the Hafrasha and the Nesina? The Rambam only counts one. Or do we say that there are two elements? There's a Hafrasha and a Nesina. The Ramban in the Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shorash Yud Beis emphasizes that there should be two elements. He doesn't add this on, actually, in his Mitzvah Sheshachach Men Arav, but at least conceptually he says here it should be two. After all, you make a bracha by the Hafrasha, not by the Nesina, that shows it's a separate element. Vakorav Eli, he says, V'cheina din ha'sheni shigzer harav, limnos masha lokeach ha'kohen, chelik min ha'mitzvah, einenu din shava etzli, bekulan, avo yesh behen chelik, ki bitvarim ha'tovlim, by something that's that removing tevel, truma, and chala, heim shtei mitzvahs bevadai, there are two mitzvahs, v'amashal bazech b'chala, shekein, kala isa asura lanu atche nafrish osa, v'nitztavenu ba'mitzvah nefredas, sh'ne'amar chala tarimu truma, v'shalo yale bilibenu sh'narimosa lahotzia isa me'iser, v'nazvena o nash lechosa ba'esh, tzivo sani yisbarach b'nissinasa l'kohen, sh'ne'amar, me'reishas avrisosechem, tinu lashan truma. It's two different elements. There's chala tarimu truma, two different sukkim, that's misakein, and then the other one is giving it. V'chein nitztavenu b'nissinas truma, reishas dugancha v'tirosh v'yitzarecha titen lo, v'nitztavenu tchila bahara masa. Min ha-mitzvah haba b'chala v'yavachocha milacham aris tarimu truma. L'Hashem, reishas arisa ozachem, chala tarimu truma, keturas goren, kein tarimu osa, hareisha hishva harama shteyen, v'asan mitzvah, v'zeo nigle v'kasav. So the Ramban says, it's two mitzvos. Two mitzvos. V'ili says later on, v'ilo haya ha-mitzvah aleinu ha-nesina l'koin, v'pazak reishas d'gancha, t'yorcha v'zarecha, t'itein lo b'vad, lo ha-yu gozrum aleinu l'varech b'shas ha-frasha. Minaklal ha-masr lanu, mehem, kol mitzvah shasiyasa, eno gavar mitzvasa, kigon tfilin, eno tzorach levarach, you only make a bracha at the final stage of the mitzvah. So if hafrasha wasn't independent, so then you wouldn't make a bracha then. You might say then, okay, so why don't you make a bracha on the next stage also, by the nisa? Good kasha. But that's the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't really explain himself. The Mefarshim on the Rambam each have different pshatim, right? The Rambam could have three different pshatim. Do we say, according to the Rambam, that it's one unified mitzvah, hafrasha and nesina? Or do we say that hafrasha is the ikar and the nesina is the hashlama of the hafrasha, right? Or do we say the ikar is the nesina and the hafrasha is the haschalas nesina? And there's different formulations. If you look in the Leiv Sameach, ikar ha-mitzvah hi nesina l'kohen, afilu achi hi mascheles mishas hafrasha. The nesina is the ikar. It starts at the hafrasha. Aval hacha hafrasha chelik mei ha-mitzvah. U'mishah shemafrish maschil b'mitzvah. Shemafrish adover ha-nitan k'dei lina l'kohen. That's if you look in the Leif Sameach, the Iker is in the Sina. If you look in the Marganisa Tava, right, also another one of the Nosekelim, it says the exact opposite. The hafrasha is the Iker. Iker ha-mitzvah b'chala v'tshuma u'maisra n'maisra y'afrasha. Shehei l'shem ha-shem yisbarach v'lo nesina l'kohen. Ki ha-nesina einu ela tashlum mitzvahs ha-afrasha. Shezika Mashem Yishochan Gavoa. Fascinating. Marganisa Tov and the Leif Sameach of Machlokas. What's the Iker according to the Rambam? But either way, it's one. So that might be related to our sugya, right? If you say like the Tosfos Reed, like the Nodav Yehuda, it's two separate elements. Maybe you'd count them as two mitzvahs, like the Ramban. You don't have to, but it could be. And if you say it's one element, like Tosfos and the other Rishonim, so maybe that would be like one, like the Rambam. Okay, but either way, that's the first part of what Tosfos quoted. What about Chalipin? Chalipin. Tosva says, again, the rule is you don't need a pruta. The Maram Chalava here says, no, it's a kli. And if it's a kli, it functions even less than a shava pruta. That's different. Right? It's not about the value. When it comes to a kli, it's not about the value, it's about usage. Right? The Rashba says this also. The Rashba in Shvuas on Daf Lama Tes says exactly the same thing. Says the Rashba, V'yev Shalomar, dekol kli, kivan shu roi l'malachto, chashivu kapruta. Any kli that is roi to for malacha, it's like a pruta, v'yeser mi pruta, v'yoshon alav adayonim, and a dayonim, even though they wouldn't take a case for less than a pruta, maybe they take a case for a kli. V'efshar da'af linyan kiddushin kain. He says, maybe even regarding kiddushin, a man can give a woman a kli that's worth less than a pruta, and it can count kilu, it's a pruta, because it's a kli. U'kamosha konim b'kli, av'al b'shem b'oshav pruta. V'efshar da'kishikini mishum kesefu, v'chulu. And that's the Rashba, same idea as the Maram Chalava here. The Sfasemes has another idea to answer up by Chalipin. He says, nesina, where it refers to an act, going from hand to hand, so that's what nesina can mean. You don't need to say it has to do with the content. Only where there's no maisa nesina required, like by truma, you could be mafrish and then put it down, and then the kohen could come take it himself. You don't need the nesina. That's why nesina there, meaning here, has to be understood, talking about the content. So you don't need
You don't need, I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. I was like, no, that's the next piece. Okay. Lefiyani has died, the Nesina call Shnei Yoni Nesina. O de Beina Nesina Miyaliyan Mamish, Kimo Get, Vachinami Kinyan Sudar, Vachinami Bematan Damim in the base of Megdash. That, the Nesina has to do with the act. Avo Bahakta Venasan La Kohen, a Kodesh, divide the little Kapik Krola Kai Mitzvah Nesina, Rakshi Yabulad Kohen. It's about getting it to the Kohen. If you could it down, it's also good. So there, Nesina cannot be referring to the act. That's why it has to be referring to the content. That's Chalipin. This also relates to the general sugi of Chalipin. We had a separate lum this year about this earlier. The Chalipin is all about a symbolic act to reflect Gemira's Das. So that's why it doesn't need a Shavar Pruta. Because it's not about the act. The act is just symbolic. So again, this Shita, this discussion relates to that major sugi too. And also get the last question to Osbaz. Yes. Again, the Maram Chalava says, it's called Sefer. So it's like a Kli. It doesn't need a Shavar Pruta. The Rosh Yosef, here, the Prima Gadim's commentary on the Gemara, and that same Shuvah of the Noda Behuda says, Nesina by get? Of course you have a Nesina. He's giving her her freedom to marry. There's nothing greater that's much worth more than a Shavar Pruta. Elavada, I'll read it to you from the Noda Behuda. Shani v'nosan d'chsid b'get, she'ena kavana ela Nesina saget, v'yaf she'ena shavar mu'uma, mikri Nesina, she'davar gadol nosan la'shal yado, muteris la'alma. Right? Or, the Sfasemes, right, where that's what I just read before, where the Nesina is meant to give something, have the recipient receive something, then you need a Shavar Pruta. But if it's all symbolic, like Chalipin, or like Get, remember we had a couple of weeks ago, we had a alum this year about Nesina's Get, the Ksos, it's a Maisa Nesina, it's not even a Kinyan, so then the rules could be different. The rules could be different, and therefore, you don't have to have the same rules as here. So again, fascinating discussion. Tosis brings up three questions. Each of them, though, could be a unique discussion. It doesn't have to fit by the rules. Okay, we'll stop here.